That's right, P1s. Hello, America. It's me, Dave, here to bring you Hints from Heloise. It's a staple from RIP, the orphanage. It's a syndicated column to help you with your life. It is generally ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News, but today it is brought to you from thewashingtonpost.com.
We should have called Danny for this. I didn't even think about it till right now.
Let's get out of the gate strong. This is from Heloise. Dear readers, here are some uses for extra twist ties. Bundle cords together. Organize loose keys. Secure climbing vines to a fence or railing. Hold stitches when knitting.
Those are all actually pretty good.
I have done the bundle cords trick.
Okay, that's what I had in mind.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes if you're real fancy, you'll have the zip ties.
Mm-hmm. And then clip the end thing off.
If you want to have a real neat entertainment center.
I'm not going to go buy a bag of zip ties.
No.
If
you're like, oh, crap, these cords look horrible behind the TV, right. You just twist tie them up.
That actually is pretty good. What's your cord situation at the house? Pretty good?
It's kind of a mess back there.
Really?
Mine's a mess.
No, nuts.
It's bad.
Look at these right here.
That's not far off from what mine looks
like. Better than that.
Yeah,
mine looks better
jungle.
Than the ticket studios.
That's insane. And we're so numb to it because it just sits there. I mean,
right.
That is a disaster.
That's the first time
It looks
time
like
I
a
noticed.
Third world country over there.
Does anyone have any zip ties? Or twist ties?
It's bad.
Preferably,
it's bad
yeah.
when the power strip is just hanging.
Just dangling.
Yeah, that's not good.
And you
good.
Know it's just tugging on the whatever it's connected to
right.
on the TV. It's just dead weight hanging there. Let's twist tie that whole thing together just in honor of Dave's return to the airwaves.
Kelsey
R. Bring him in tomorrow, I know.
Kelsey R. in Fallon, Nevada writes, Dear Heloise, please tell your readers to stop sunbathing.
Nude?
Sunbathing not only leads to premature aging of the skin, it also can lead to skin cancer. Use sunblock if you are outside on a sunny day, but quit sunbathing altogether.
Please tell your readers. I don't sunbathe.
Kelsey just had to go on a rant.
My doctor tells me I need more vitamin D, which just means
yeah,
to get
do.
Out in the sun. Need a little bit.
Mm-hmm, just out in the sun.
Uh-huh. On the just bitching out loud to Heloise tip, Grace K. from Duxbury, Vermont says, Dear Heloise, a word to the wise. Don't buy convenience foods. Why? They usually are high in fat, sugar, and salt. Often they're overpackaged, so you'll be adding to our landfill problems. If time is an issue, then prepare meals in advance and freeze them.
Why are people telling Heloise stuff and not asking?
Because
Heloise is the only one who truly knows anything.
Well, they see Heloise as like the mouthpiece that can reach the masses.
They can filter their hints through.
That they have this insight that everyone needs to know, and they need the platform that Heloise provides.
Yeah, but it's not hints from this crazy broad in Vermont.
Dave's been gone a while. Maybe Heloise has pivoted.
Maybe.
To taking requests. Taking.
I'm not going to read the answer because I think we can all figure it out, but I just wanted to read this from Margot L. in Greenwood, South Carolina. Dear Heloise, about 2 weeks ago, I had some grilled veggies at a friend's home and loved them. I'd like to try it, but don't know how long they should be cooked or which vegetables I should grill. Can you help me with this one? So,
that's
Heloise goes on to talk about bell peppers, corn on the cob, mushrooms, and potatoes. So,
how long?
Yeah, how long?
Well, bell peppers, 12 to 15 minutes. corn on the cob, 15 minutes. Mushrooms, about 2 minutes. And potatoes, wrap in foil. And
she's just going with an average grill temperature, I'm guessing.
I'm sure that Heloise just cut and pasted that from somewhere.
From Chef X's blog.
Charlene S. from Kentwood, Louisiana writes, Dear Heloise, I was sitting in my daughter's car waiting for her, and she had a plastic bag stuffed with other plastic bags. I put this bag behind my back, and it conformed to my back, and it felt so good. Heloise writes, Charlene, glad this worked for you. However, do keep in mind that these bags can be suffocation hazards. Make sure to keep them from little hands.
Yeah. I suppose, Heloise, they we all know that.
Yes. Well, here's another potential danger lurking in your kitchen. Dear Heloise, after leaving my can opener in water, it rusted. I twisted a folded paper towel through the gears until the rust cleared off, and it looks like new. Now I know to dry my can opener thoroughly to keep it working well.
Duh.
That's from Rebecca in Mansfield, Ohio. So yeah, if you don't want to get like a...
Yeah, rusty.
Like a tetanus from your can opener, right. Make sure that you clean it and let it dry properly. All right, a couple more. Dear Heloise... Here are some recycling hints. Plastic shower caps from hotels make great bowl covers.
Bowl covers?
Yeah,
like
I guess
with food in them, or
yeah, I guess if you're putting some divinity,
like better than Saran wrap
for the picnic. Don't throw away chopsticks. They make great gardening steaks.
I like steak.
Plastic bags from grocery stores make great dirty clothes bags while traveling. That's from Donald S. in Ralston, Nebraska.
So sad.
There's something oddly just soothing about sitting back and listening to you give these hints. I really enjoy it.
All right, two more. Two more that I'm going to bring for you. Shirley in Central California says, this relates back to Florida Man. Maybe if the gentleman who... kicked mm-hmm. Florida Man in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if he had done this, he wouldn't have gotten stabbed by a foot. Dear Heloise, my city has had a big increase in homeless people. Rather than give money to these folks, my daughter-in-law and granddaughter have made clear zipper-top bags with small toiletry items to hand out. They keep some in the car for easy giving.
That's nice.
Do you think the homeless guy wants, like, shampoo and body wash,
some conditioner,
though?
And a half empty hand lotion,
a hoagie.
He might want the hand lotion.
I can't tell you as a bald man how many shampoos and conditioners have been left sealed right next to a half squeezed hotel lotion bottle. Not ideal, but
in a pinch,
no damn.
And finally, Mary A. in Vancouver, Washington says, I have salon-sized shampoo bottles and family-sized ones, but the salon size has a pump and the family size does not. Once I finish the salon size, I remove the pump, clip the tube to fit the family size, clipping the end at a slight angle, and put it in the family size bottle.
And it works perfect.
It works perfect. And that, my friends, is hints from Heloise.
We good
for
now.
Another 6 months.
Another year.